guys.
We're back.
Welcome back to another episode.
Oh, what a day.
Pretty hot out there. It is pretty hot.
I saw 20 degrees on the old car.
I've whipped out my little, I've whipped out my
summer attire.
My summer little dungarees, overalls that I've whipped out every single summer.
They have been around.
At least 5 years.
I mean.
And they're a khaki green, but they've faded with the sun because sometimes I leave them out in the sun with my bikini, you know, and they've faded, but they're just so good. And I still somehow fucking fit them.
Squeeze that little body into them. They're quite a cool colour, I feel.
Yeah.
I bought bright pink ones, so they didn't last long in the wardrobe because, I don't know, I had the same, I think, but from North Beach, eh?
Yeah.
Mine are bright pink and also a little bit too big, and they just, I don't know, I chucked them out. But anyway, yours are still going strong.
Oh, well, this is when you know that summer's coming along when I'm in these.
I know.
Before
it was nice
to
see.
Just be a little bikini underneath here.
Oh.
There'll be no top underneath. So look out for that in the coming weeks. No, it is actually nice, though, to have some nice weather today.
How are you?
Moving on from the weather chat. I'm good. I'm all good, you know. I'm fucking knackered for some reason, but not going to bring that negative energy here into the old microphone.
It's okay. It's fine. I mean, your eyes are bloodshot. I'm looking a little
bit shocked. I don't know. I just I've had 3 doses of caffeine today and I just cannot wake up. I just can't. Don't know what it is. I'm just freaking tired. I feel like I'm hungover for 4 days.
Getting old.
Yeah, I think I am just getting old. And I haven't really been... when you haven't been doing much. I've been just inside doing my assignment / not doing it. And not really, hanging out with people the last 2 days. I feel like I just...
Been in your little house.
Yeah, and then it gets, harder to talk to people.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really hard to talk to you right now. Fuck.
Well, I'll just go
but
on.
But we're here.
Yeah.
And we will charge on, you know?
Thank God for that. Cool.
Yeah, so how are you?
Fucking Debbie Downer. I'm great.
Tell me something good.
Nah, I'm great. Well, I've actually been a little bit sick.
Mm.
A little bit under the weather.
Yeah, you've not been well. Have you, doll?
Nah, just not cold vibes, headachey vibes.
Mm.
Bit dizzy, you know?
Shit.
A little bit crazy. But I'm all good now. Kind of sprucing up, so that's good.
Sprucing up. That's good. It's hump day tomorrow. We can't be fucking around with that stuff.
Fucking A, it's hump day tomorrow.
On a Wednesday.
No humping going on
there. No, absolutely no humping.
Anyway, fine.
How was your weekend?
Good. It was my mum's birthday. And God, did we know it.
Yeah, she was...
2 day fucking hoo-ha for her.
Who does she think she is?
I don't know. 52 years old and she thinks she gets a whole weekend of me. it was nice. We just had a little drink at home on Friday for her and then went out to dinner on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Just at a local, you know.
I was trying to get some of you in the weekend and each time it was we're still celebrating mum's birthday.
Yeah.
I was okay.
Yeah, it was.
Mum?
I get it.
What about me? Yeah. You know, that's what I'm thinking. What about me?
She's selfish.
Did she even think about me when she was... Uh-uh. She clearly didn't.
Nope. She didn't think about me.
No. Gosh, she's thinking about herself. Poor Kate.
I actually had an action-packed weekend.
Shit!
Now, you know when you're just from 7 a.m. I had something to do, and then I just, you know, had to lay down at the end of the day and go, sheesh.
I love those weekends, though, when you have something, something on constantly.
It was pretty fun. I got burnt. That's when summer's coming. Yeah, my forehead, my scalp, and my hands randomly got very burnt.
So was that first burn, the summer, the summer season?
I wish it was on places that maybe could do something, my face, not really
Not really
cute.
We want today, no. Not good for the aging.
No.
You know?
Got burned. Dylan got burned. He got reamed. It was quite funny because we had to go out for dinner that night and he looked
all flushed.
His whole neck and face. Yeah, no, it was hot. Hot. Anyway, my weekend was fine. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good as well. I caught up. Sorry, I'm just. I got the gigs.
I only already asked you.
Literally, it's because I went to say my weekend instead of my weekend.
I know. And I was going to read
couldn't,
you.
Couldn't, like, let it slide. My weekend. No, my weekend was really nice. However, when you're talking about, like, the sun and stuff, I don't remember that because I think I was hungover.
Well, no, but also, to be honest, I had to come to the city and then I did see you for 5 minutes, which was nice. But on the coast was, like, scorching, and then literally the minute I got into Epsom was dark clouds. So not sure if you guys were
saying so vibe. Forgot that I saw you on the weekend. Oh, my God. Anyway, I, like, caught up with lots of people that I hadn't seen, and it was just, like,
really nice.
Really nice. And, yeah, and then on Sunday, even though I was hungover, the girls came over my way, and we went to go to the market, like, wholesome Sunday activity, yeah. And the girls, they weren't hungover, but I was, but anyway, I still got up and at it, and got my activewear, so I looked like I had my shit together, but, like, I got really bad, and it was my idea to go to these markets. Like, clothing markets, but I got such bad anxiety that I, like, okay, truthfully, I saw so many people there that I knew, and I, like, could not, like, I needed to leave, because I didn't want to say hello to them.
Fair play. Like, fair play.
I had to put on Aisha's sunglasses to block out the haters, and to block out, like, as if that's gonna disguise me.
Yeah, right, yeah, just some, yeah.
I felt invincible with them on, you know, like, no one could see me.
Incognito kind of vibe.
Yes. Yeah.
Private browser vibe.
It's that girl over there. Yeah, that's, like, genuinely, like, I was like, oh, fuck, there's somebody I know. I don't know what it was. I just, like,
couldn't get the words out.
Couldn't get the words out. Couldn't say hello. I didn't have it in me to make conversation.
Yeah.
And it was just bad news. And so I was like, can we go? And the girls, and I just didn't feel like looking through clothes. And so,
no.
You know, the girls got a cheeky bacon and egg bap, and then we were off. And I actually didn't buy one because I thought I'd eat at home.
Wow.
I know. And then I got home and Log made me breakfast.
To be fair, you do have a boyfriend that would whip you up, like, the meanest of meals, where, you know, being hungover.
And I actually made him breakfast.
Oh, shit.
Like, before I went to the markets, I made him breakfast, but I was so hungover I couldn't eat.
Right. Okay.
That I just made it for him, and then when I got back, I was like, all right, return the favour, honey. You know? And then I was in bed all day that night. Like, I could not leave, so... Anywho,
yeah,
bit of fun. Apologies if anyone's listening and I saw you and didn't look at you because I just didn't have it in me.
Yeah, she's not rude.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, we have our days. We all have our days, don't we? Yeah. So.
Well, that's nice.
That was that. Should we introduce today's topic?
I mean, yeah, we should. So if you saw our Instagram, we took to the gram. I love saying that.
Took to the gram.
We took to the gram. And we wanted some opinion or feedback on a couple of polls because we want to do an episode today on drum roll.
Spit it out.
Drum roll.
2 hours later. So anyway.
Navigating living with your partner.
Yeah. Expectations versus reality,
yeah.
That kind of stuff.
The pros, the cons, the ups, the downs.
What have you learned about yourself, about your partner, about your rello, about making it work? You know, all that shit.
We have fucking sold it.
Yeah, that's it. So please don't get out of the episode because it took us that long. Anywho, we put on our Instagram 2 main questions, really. We wanted to know how long people had been living with their partners, but that was just kind of, like, out of interest.
Just a little, yeah.
And then we wanted to know sort of what have you learnt about moving in with your partner, about yourselves or about you two as a couple, and what do you think is the key to keeping it, your relationship alive?
Yeah, a couple of good little questions.
Because, you know, we're kind of at that age where we're in... Some people are in long-term relationships, some people have just got with them, but, you know... I think about, like, being married and being, like, 50, and there are some people, like your parents, for example, you know, it's like, what's the key to...
How are you still in these four walls?
Yeah, how do you still love each other, and how do you still live in that? How can you say, like, I've lived with someone, you know, for 25 years?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
And you're still going strong.
Still going strong.
You still like each other.
Yeah. We just asked our Instagram followers instead. Should we go through what we think first?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to start with, like, just a point?
Yeah, so with my situation, it's a little bit different because I don't actually live out of home yet. All right, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm 24. She's a little brat. pay rent. But I've lived with Dylan for basically the whole of our relationship, just in each other's homes. So still with parents, but I guess in each other's space, just like you are out of home. So I think for me, there's definitely been pros and cons over the years. With living with him, I'm not trying to rag him, but like trying to navigate living with somebody. Because I've realized recently is I love my own time. I love being alone. Like even if it was just for a couple of hours, and you know, you got your house to yourself. I love it. I literally just like, same. I get a little bit like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just to like do nothing. Literally like to lie in bed and not feel like I'm not doing anything or like getting looked at for being lazy. Not like I do, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like being able to eat whatever I want or like watch whatever I want. So keeping that like in my routine is important to me. So I guess for me, not doing everything with Dylan. What I've also realised about myself is that, like, little things annoy me, not, like, big things. Like, and I will say this, Dylan, but he just doesn't close drawers. Like,
oh my God.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. How could you get a sock out of a drawer and just leave it open?
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, I think
I can be guilty of that with the drawer, but I will always go back and shut it. But Logan does that with kitchen cupboards. So he'll open a cupboard and then, like, stand in it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
if it's one that's, like, at your shins.
Yeah, it's now open and
he's just in it. And I'm like, cutting things up. And I'm like, that's just stressful. Like,
shut it. You're
going
to hit your knee, like, on the way out of that cupboard. So, yeah. And like I said, my situation is a little bit different. But being in the same bedroom as Dylan, I think, for me, it's just realising that I get annoyed with the small stuff and not sweating it too much, but saying, like, just close the fucking drawer. Like, you know, instead of in my head being like, oh, for fuck's sake, and doing it myself, which I did at the start of our relationship, actually just being, like, just talking, I think. Just being, like,
just
you know,
saying it.
Pick up your towel or, like, close the freaking drawer.
But when it gets to a point where it's something that happens all the time, yeah, I've put this in here as one of my things is, like, trying to think twice about how I say what's annoying me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I just want to be, like, sometimes I honestly will be like, can you just fucking not?
Yeah.
Like, do you not know where the fucking washing basket is?
Oh, yeah,
like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that sounds annoyingly familiar coming out of my mouth. But, like, you know, and I feel like a mother saying it.
Yeah.
But, or do I go, can you please just... But when something's annoyed you that many times,
much.
And it constantly happens, it's hard not to just be like, can you fucking not?
I think for me, it's like, because I just can't fathom it. I'm just like...
You can't understand why they're doing
hands
it.
Hands on my forehead. Mm. Why have you just opened something and not closed it? I don't get it. I just don't get it. I understand a towel on the floor because you've shimmied your body and it ends up on the floor. I get it. Pick it up. Fucking whatever. It's just like... Anyway.
Mm. We're not and picking that's on the whole things, other but... thing, though, is like... which I hadn't written down, but it's just reminding me, like, when you do move in with someone, reminding yourself that the things that annoy you or the way you live is going to be different to them.
Yes.
And you cannot, like, expect them to be the same as you. Like,
adapt to what you do fully.
Yeah, or, like, get so... I mean, some things are, like, did you really just put your undies next to the washing basket, not in? That's fair enough.
Mm.
But if it is things like, oh, he leaves the drawers open, or I just wish that he would, like, I don't know, lock that window because I want it locked. Like, you know, things like that.
Have an understanding of...
That, like, that's an internal thing for you that annoys you, but for him, he doesn't see that as a problem at all.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's even though, like, little things like that, it's hard, because, like, it's an everyday conversation that we have in our fucking bedroom. It's four walls.
We sound like mothers of four kids.
Yeah, I know, and I don't want to come across as it, but, like, figuring out for me, I think, is what I'm trying to say, is figuring out what annoys me, and not about him, but in how... Literally, because I'm only in a bedroom, but how the bedroom needs to, like, work kind of thing. And then what annoys him, and then, like, making them work together. And mine is just the drawers.
Does anything annoy him? Would he be like, can you fucking do this?
I didn't
or you're just
ask
a queen
him.
And just...
a bit of a queen, eh? No, I didn't ask him, and I should have. Not to be like, but not off the top of my head. I think what would annoy him
I can't imagine
is
there'd be anything
me...
you do that would be annoying.
Yeah, because I fucking do everything. No. I think it would be like him... saying I nag him to like pick up the towel. I think that would be the only thing he would say.
Yeah, but you're like, just do it, just do and it. Then I won't.
Yeah, yeah,
thank you.
That's so funny. But yeah. I think also with my situation, how it's a bit different is our bedroom is our everything. Mm. It's our lounge room. It's our dining room. It's our freaking garden sometimes. Like, it's our room. Mm. You know, I can't escape to a lounge.
Yeah.
You know, and so when the, you know, when the drawers are open, that's half the bedroom taken up because it's in the way.
Yeah.
So again, yes, a little bit different. I can't just be like, okay, whatever, and walk out and go into my lounge room because, like, my dad's there.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I know exactly what
I'm a little bit different, but yeah, I still live with him, and yeah, we have done for over, that's nearly 5 years, and yeah, just learning, I think, for me, learning his, like you say, how he does things and how I do things is different, and working together, but he's really good, like, if I say, like, you know, little things, like, oh, close your drawer, he'll close it, but he'll have a comment on the way to close.
Oh, yeah, there's something to say.
He'll go, close the drawer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
And at least he does it.
But he does it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I freaking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I give him what's for.
You give him what for, yeah, if he doesn't. Scary Grace.
Yeah. You're a bit different because you obviously have lived out of home for a few years. But
yeah, but living, like, because we're in an outhouse, and so we have our kitchen and bathroom, bedroom, and then a little other room that's like our dining, computer, office, whatever area.
You are still in each other's pockets.
So for me,
probably.
It's like there's more shit that annoys me. Mm. There's more rooms for things to be, you know, like the bathroom. Mm-hmm. There could be something in the bathroom now. It could be something in the kitchen. It could be something in the bedroom. Like, we're running a mini house. So, like, for me, I feel like I'm constantly cleaning and constantly doing, like, damage control, whereas, like, and I'm seeing things, that's honestly the way I feel in our damage shitty place, because I feel like I'm, like, constantly trying to avoid mold, avoid dust, because it's a whole
you're
house to clean.
You're not happy in your situation.
Yeah.
Your living
so
situation.
So it annoys me even more. Mm. But anyway, yeah, something that I put down is, I try and, like we said, try and think twice before I bring something up, because I think, is this worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying it in a constructive way? This doesn't always happen, but I do try and think. Sometimes I'll react and be like, fuck. But sometimes I do try and think, like, is this worth it? Am I saying this in the right way? If this was said to me in this way,
how would you react?
How would I react? And the main thing for me is, could he turn around and just as easily be like, you always do that?
Because
then I'm like, oh, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I think with household things, I try and, if it's something that he specifically does that annoys me, I will say it. But if I know, like, oh, I probably do leave that out as well or whatever.
Because you've tripped up on it now.
That one moment and it's annoyed me.
Say,
yeah.
Or do you just pick it up and pick your battles?
Yeah. And, okay, what's another thing? Okay, so I've put here for things, I don't really know if this is meshing into, like, but my things that I wrote down are, like, mixed between what I've learned, but also how to keep your relationship, like, you know?
Yeah.
So I've put in here, my first one that I wrote down was, you must, in capitals, ask/talk about each other's days.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, a really important thing for me. And you have, and, like, to ask questions and actually be interested in their job.
Yeah.
You know, like, if they're like, oh, I had, like, a stressful meeting, like,
ask
tell
why.
Me about it. Or do you want to, you know, actually ask why. Yeah, that one for me is, like, a must. We do, though, religiously always be like, how's your day?
Yeah.
And, like, talk about it. I've also put, somebody told me this once, and it's just kind of stuck with me, to, like, try not to come in the door and bring in the energy that you bringing from your day if it's negative.
Yeah.
Like, I will often think on my way home from uni or work or whatever, if I know I'm grumpy or tired, I will actually say to myself, like, okay, this is you right now. You're angry about something or tired or whatever. There's nothing to do with him. If he's going to annoy you, it's going to actually probably be a you problem, not a him problem.
Yeah.
So, like, try your best not to take it out on him.
Yeah.
And, like, you're supposed to be able to come home and tell your partner, like, if you've had a shit day.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I will do that, but I'll kind of, like, be strategic about how I, you know?
Yeah.
If he's like, how are you doing? I'll be like, oh, shit, but I'm not going to be like, blah, 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 if I'm, like, I just try and read the room a little bit with, like, what I bring in.
Yeah.
And last night, Logan and I were talking about this, and I told him that I do that, that I think in the car, like, don't bring it inside. And he was like, do you really do that? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, please. He was like, that's really cute.
And I was like, that's really nice. And I think that's a really hard thing to be able to do, because, like, I'm really guilty of being, like, in a mood, and Dylan will be like, are you in a mood? And they'll instantly put me in more of a mood. But it's just asking because I'm sitting there grumpy. But it's just because I've had a shit day or I'm not feeling the best or whatever. And yeah, like, it's not his fault at all. But I am definitely guilty, we both are, of, like, feeling the emotions, like, in our room.
And taking it out on them.
And then if he, like, does something, I'm like, ugh. It is hard to, like, remind yourself that it's not his fault that you've had a shit day kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's a really good one.
Yeah, I feel like that's just, if you plan on living with someone for a long time, you know, like, at least come in and ask them how their day is and let them have a nice, at least, like, greet each other nicely before you then tell them how shit your day was, you know?
And you can go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, so, for me, I think, like I said before, I think with the little things, but, like, being open and honest about even the little things, like, talking about them and saying, like, that it annoys you instead of keeping it inside. I'm guilty of not speaking about anything, like anything in life. I'll just keep it in and I'll be like annoyed about something, but I'm in the past I've been guilty of not saying it, and then it just like gets me in trouble later on in life because I'm still feeling angry about something that could have been resolved months ago, say. Like even if, like, even if it was about the drawers being open for like months and months, I just go up and close them and in my head go, oh, fuck's sakes. But then he wouldn't know, you know, kind of thing. So I think what I've learned is, being open and honest, even about the small things.
Yeah.
And obviously the big stuff that annoy me. And I guess that communication, like keeping it up between us, like I say, even with the small stuff, like, can you just help me make the bed, you know?
Yeah.
He doesn't know, even though, like, in my head I'm like, it's simple, you should be able to want to help me. But he doesn't know that I feel so irritated about these things. And if I didn't say it, then it would just be like a thing.
Yeah, like if it's not something that would annoy him, how's he going to know if it's annoying you if you don't tell him?
Yeah. So, yeah, I think for me it was, learning along the way in our relationship, living with him, that, talking is
to just say things really at the time. Important. Yeah, because then otherwise it gets to a point where you have to have, like, an awkward conversation that becomes all of a sudden kind of serious. Like, hey, can we talk about, I don't know, you know, like,
even a silly thing that, and when you look at it afterwards, you're like, that was actually a really silly thing to have this full open conversation about.
Yeah.
But I created that in my head, then created a problem because I just couldn't say it out loud.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I also said that we eat dinner together every night.
I think that's really important.
Yeah, and I hope that that's something that...
Unless, obviously, if you're on different...
time schedules.
Shit, yeah.
And because we have our own little, like, mini house, we do quite, you know, like, do our separate things in it. And so I feel like that's important for us to...
It's an important time to
come
together.
And do that.
I feel like, it's a be a bit random for me personally to, like, eat separately. Like, even, like, Dylan now is cooking his own meals because he's just on a bit of a meal plan. And I'm still eating, like, with my family. So our cooking times are different kind of thing. And I'll just, like, stand in the kitchen and eat my dinner while he's cooking his. Because I just feel weird, like, leaving him in the kitchen to, like, cook and clean.
Yeah.
You know? And then so I'll just stand there and eat.
Yeah, I feel like it is a time when people, like, come together when you're eating.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I got told this once. I heard it somewhere else once. This is more aimed at, like, when you have... Okay, this is such a stereotype, but, like, when you have a shitty... partner who thinks that housework is a woman's job. Sometimes that is the case. Or like they don't like to say that that's the way they think, but they kind of do still think like that. Like someone said something about like terminology around housework, like don't be like, can you please help me with the chores, because then it's implying that it's your job and you just need their help really quick. Like, can you just help me? It's like, no, can you do the dishes?
Yeah.
And I'm doing this, or, you know, like, I've done this, can you do this?
Yeah.
Let's do this together, because it's equally both of our jobs.
Yeah.
That was just something that I was like, oh, that's actually good to know. Interesting.
Well, yeah, that's why we put up a poll on how you navigate the chores in your living situation. And the answers were do all chores together, half and half, I do everything. And
or a roster system.
Oh, yeah, or the roster system. And majority, like over half, said they do it half and half, which I was shocked at and also really glad at. So, yeah, like 57% said half and half. So I think that's really
good.
Wait,
you know the first question, do all chores together and then half and half, doesn't that mean the same thing? We do all the chores together and we half and half it, which would mean 50-50 anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Funny how some people did one and some did the other.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But we still got a good chunk that said, I do everything.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, everything. They're all female, yeah.
Yeah, they are all female. Classic, eh? Yeah,
but to be fair, I think majority of the partakers in the whole thing were females.
Yeah, most of our majority.
So anyway. But yeah, I was really glad that a lot said half and half. Because like you say, why should one person, not saying it was just females, but why should one person do all the chores? And then just the other half just has to do one. Or because they get asked to do one. Or you take the bins out because I've done everything else. It's I personally, again, I don't live out of home, but if I had a whole house to clean, I would expect me and my partner to do it equally.
Logan and I kind of have this debate because he cooks dinner most nights. I'm very lucky, he thinks about what to cook and cooks it. Sometimes we will discuss, but anyway, he does a lot of the thinking and the cooking. And I've always been brought up, if you cook, you don't clean. So if he cooks, I will always clean, or if I cook, he'll clean. But we, again, I'm kind of airing dirty laundry here, but we debate the most about because he cooks, I then clean, but I then do majority of the housework. Because he goes, I'm cooking, and he sees that as such a, and it is an important job, and I am very grateful that he does it, but I don't see that as, oh my God, should I be saying all of this? But I sometimes feel like I then have to ask for help with the housework. But I don't see you cook and I do the housework.
I could definitely, see that as a debate. But I, not that we're taking sides, but I fully don't get where he's coming from. Because, and this isn't a rag Logan hour. But I fully don't get that because, why does he think that doing the one job, which isn't really a job, it's feeding yourself, which you love to do, and feeding your girlfriend, which is also fun, and he loves to cook, side note, so all good, but why does he think that then takes him away from vacuuming the floor?
I know.
Especially,
well, scrubbing the toilet or something.
Yeah.
I know, and I get that there's lots that goes into the cooking. It's not just boom, the food's on the bench, and then, he thinks about it. He goes to the supermarket a lot of the time, gets it, he preps it, and I'm that's really good. And I fucking appreciate that. But
of course.
Then when it comes, I'm okay, do you notice that the skirting boards are dusty?
See, there because may be that's a bit of a thing.
The stuff that
Yeah.
I can't just be responsible for
Because you can notice that it's dusty.
Yeah. So we actually had a funny response in here from a male being he said, in the keeping the relationship alive question box, he goes, openly communicating that you don't realise chores need to be done and you need to be told when. I just don't notice those things.
Yeah.
Cop out.
Yeah.
Cop out. You just don't notice.
Yeah.
Okay, should I just not notice? And we'll see what happens.
So
do you know what I mean?
You've got no clean undies because you didn't notice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just...
I think it's more that you don't care. you notice.
Yeah.
You're surrounded in dust. You notice. You don't care to clean it. I think
you're just turning a fucking blind eye.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Funny. Yeah.
No, and, obviously, thinking about what's a priority and what's not. Cooking, 100% priority. Dusting, probably not in him. It's probably not priority.
No.
But I will stop him in his tracks if he thinks that cooking
that
is
that he only needs to cook. Yeah.
And I'll be calling him after.
Yeah. Oh, anyway,
that's really
enough
good.
Of my the ins and outs of my domestic conversations.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see what people said.
Have you learnt from moving in with your partner?
Yeah. What have you learnt? Yeah.
Yeah. A lot were communication, which is just standard and amazing.
Yeah, everyone said communication is key and quality time, that they need to prioritize time, with each other, not just living and existing together,
I think that's a really easy thing to fall into.
Mm.
Like, even Dylan and I got so comfortable with, like, our routine that it got to a point where we, like, both looked at each other and we're, like, we're bored.
Mm.
Again, probably doesn't help that we're in a bedroom, you know, we don't have a whole house. But still, you know, we don't do anything other than our routine.
Mm.
And so we, yeah, looked at it and changed it. And now we, oh, now we're crazy.
We do all sorts. Yeah. We walk the dog.
Yeah, we've got a dog. Solved.
Yeah.
Compromise is important. Pick your battles.
Yes.
Not sweating the small stuff.
Somebody said, sometimes she's learned that you have to just ask them to do some things and that's fine. Don't ask, don't get. Yeah, I mean, that's a nice way to look at it. Like, sometimes you just do have to ask.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be, like, a really big deal.
Mm. But like coming from, like, a needy, motherly kind of thing.
But when you've been asking a lot, I can see.
Yeah, both realising that you both still need your alone time. Again, yeah, I fully agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody said they've learnt that mum seems to do everything for... Oh, she said she's learnt that mum seems to do everything for them in the past.
Mm.
Shit, it's a quick wake-up call.
The classic, like, I don't know how to use the washing machine.
Yes.
Well, you're gonna learn.
Yeah.
Dylan.
Yeah. I'm lucky with Logan. He's really, like, oddly domesticated. Like, he knows things that I would never was taught growing up.
Yeah.
Like, the right way to iron something, or, like, don't hang that up on that, or, like, put the hanger through from underneath the shirt, not through the top.
Yeah.
Because it stretches the collar.
Right.
Like, all of these weird, and, like, in the kitchen, like, don't do this with the stove, like, all these things that I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
You are weirdly...
Mm.
Knowledgeable with random shit than me.
Yeah.
Or like, don't use that to get a stain out. Use this. I'm like, oh.
You're like, fuck.
I wasn't
chucking whites in with the blacks. You're like, oh.
Yeah. It's all go. So, this is a good one. Somebody said they've learned that everybody is brought up different and compromise is key and helping goes a long way. That everyone is brought up differently is a really important one to remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what goes back to that whole, like, what annoys me might not annoy you.
Yeah.
But here I am getting so,
so worked up on it. And when you look back on this, the things that do make you get all worked up, yeah, sometimes you're just like, Jesus, that caused a whole hour fight or, like, a battle in your head kind of thing when, like, really maybe it didn't need to be. But then I guess that comes from learning things like communication and being open and stuff.
Yeah, like what people have said, setting boundaries and making it really clear from the start what your expectations are of each other in the house.
I love that, yeah.
Yeah, there's heaps of stuff in here, like people saying we've learnt, we both still need to prioritise our alone time. Mm.
Or learning about themselves, like certain people like routine and stuff, but your partner may not.
Yeah.
Some people may have OCD, some won't.
Somebody said, I've realised that I am a chores before relaxing person, and he... is a relax before chores.
It's interesting.
Just interesting. Mm.
Is she saying that she can't relax until the chores are done?
Yeah, like she feels she deserves to relax once she's cleaned. Like if you come home from a weekend or whatever and you're like, let's just clean and then we can chill.
Yeah.
Whereas he's like, no, I just want to chill and then we'll clean later. Yeah, I feel like
I'm a clean before I relax, I think. Like, for example, you know, if I cook dinner and then the dishes are there, I'll just do them before going to sit down. Because once I'm down, I'm down.
Yeah.
I ain't getting back up.
Yeah. I think another thing to remember as well is, so sometimes I'll get in a spring clean mood on a Saturday morning. And if Logan's sitting there watching a movie or whatever, doing something, just because I've randomly got in the mood to clean, I cannot expect him... Yeah. To just get up and be in the mood as well and help me with, like, fucking, again, the skirting boards.
The big
or, like,
things.
Sugar soap on the walls. Like, just because I'm in the mood and, like, you can't get annoyed because you just want them to help because, you know, if you say, like, okay, on Saturday morning we're going to do a clean, then that's good because you're both on the same page.
It's those expectations.
You've agreed to it. Yeah. But, like, not being like, can you just help when
the
what if they're doing
is,
something and just
cleaning
chilling?
And then you're doing a couple of...
yeah.
I've been caught doing that, and Dylan's gone, yes, and I go, can you just help me? And he goes, yep, I'm not a freaking mind reader. Can you just ask me? And I'm like, okay, fair play.
Sometimes I will be, when I'm in these spring clean moods, zooming around the house. Like I'm on a mission just because I get really into it. Mm-hmm. And Logan's like, you're stressing me out with your zooming. Like, like huffing and puffing around. I'm like, I promise. I'm it's actually not about you. I'm just like on a roll. Like, get out my way.
Yeah. Move like, your body.
I'm not even worried about what you're doing. I don't mean to be huffing and puffing. I'm just like,
you know. Out of breath. This is hectic.
Yeah, fuck. Okay.
And then the next poll that we put up, or the next question box, was what is the key to keeping your relationship healthy and alive?
When you live together, I guess.
Yeah.
Again, communication. Lots of people said going on dates. Like you've still, heaps of people said that.
Mm.
Still got to go on dates.
I love that. I hope to be one day, you know, those... The mums and dads are like, date night tonight. Like, I remember working in hospo and, like, this, you know, middle-aged couple would come in. And I'd go, oh, we're on date night tonight. Mm. And I'm going to be like, fucking hell, you're on
the
date
kids
night.
Kids are the kids bloody neighbours.
Kids are home themselves.
Yeah,
planning fun things to do outside of the house. Or even just, like, little things, but not being on your phone.
Mm.
That's a big one. Because, again, related back to me, sitting... in bed with Dylan and we're just both on our phones and we may not speak for hours.
Mm.
I look over and I'm like, so what are you doing? And we always have a laugh about it and then we put them down and we do something. But I'm like, fuck.
It's so crazy how much time you can waste. And then like, I think I said a good few episodes ago that Logan and I had spent some weekends we'd wake up on a Saturday and not go on a phone. Mm. And sometimes people are like, no, don't pick up your phone. Like, we're hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, okay. And then, like, we just sit there and we stare at the wall. Because when you live together, like, you just fucking spend so much time with each other. It's like, what should we talk about?
Yeah.
But then it's actually kind of good because even if you do sit there for ages, it's like you end up talking about random things, which is fun and cute.
Because
you're, like, laughing about the fact that what the heck should we talk about?
Yeah.
Yeah, no?
Mm-hmm. A few people said having a laugh together, like, if you're not laughing in your relationship, cut it. Me personally,
we are
I just think, so
silly at home, especially because we have our own area that like no one can see us, like no one's like,
whoa.
You know, in the kitchen, it's like, it doesn't matter. So Logan, like, it's just like, that's our thing, like where we're real silly.
Mm.
We just have, like, dance parties and shit. somebody said, always say thank you when your partner does something, no matter how big or small. Yeah, it's nice.
I like that.
Whoever cooks the dinner, thanks for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for cleaning. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just a nice little acknowledgement that you see what they're doing, even if it is an every single night thing. Mm-hmm. I'll always say, like, thank you so much for dinner.
Yeah, of course.
And he'll be like, thanks for cleaning. And I'm like, no worries, doll.
Helping each other out when each other are busy during the week. Teamwork. Love that.
Yeah. Yeah, like you hope you kind of get to a point where you know when the other person needs your help.
Yeah.
Even
if it was like, if I'm sitting there, you know, like rattling off all these things that I have to do and my partner can go like, oh, I'll go to the supermarket for you. I'm like, fucking A, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So nice. That's that acts of service stuff, eh?
Yeah.
Compromise and time away from each other, girls' night, etc. Yeah, that is so important, if that's important to you, but I just straight up think that that's important for everyone, even if you don't realise it is.
Yeah.
You know, like, even if you're someone that loves, like, you're more than happy to just hang out with your partner.
Yeah.
That's really nice, but also you have to have time with other people.
And then if you get to a point where you just, again, like the whole routine thing, you stick to a routine... You do the same thing every night with your partner. And then, like, what if it gets to a point where you and your partner break up? You'd feel so out of touch with spending time with other people because, I just feel like you'd get thrown way more than if you still put time into seeing friends or family or whatever, or spending alone time.
Yeah, like, what do you like to do as a person
outside
of being with your partner? Yeah. Like... Yeah, I guess we could do a whole episode on that.
Yeah.
Like, independence in a relationship. Yeah. And it's like, not natural for everyone. Like, everyone's very different with that kind of thing. But being able to maintain some independence, I think, is great.
Mm-hmm. We got a response and they said, I don't live with my partner because it's healthier this way and we have 6 kids between us.
Yeah, I love that little spanner in the works there with our responses.
there was something on the radio the other day, and they were saying, well, people were calling up and saying that they don't live with their husband or wife or partner, never have, never will, or they have separate bedrooms, and they don't see a problem with it. They still have their time together, but they go off and say nanas and go and they love it.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do it, but I understand why people do it. And yeah. I think it's cool. Like, and if that's what makes you work, then fucking A.
Yeah, you've got to do it, it works.
You don't need to have a standard.
Yeah, who said you have to? Yeah, that's interesting, eh? I actually asked Logan last night to answer these questions for me.
Yeah.
And it was actually quite interesting. So I said to him, with the chores, what do you think it is?
Yeah.
50-50, would you say I do everything? And he said he thinks that he does everything. But then I was like, you are joking, right? Like, yeah, you don't actually think that.
I'm about to cause World War III on you.
And he was like, no, I don't think that. And then he said he thinks it's 50-50. So we'll just let him have that. whatever. Moving on. And then he said, these are his thoughts. He said, we live well together, he says. We are similar in that we both like to relax and we're not afraid of just chilling, which I thought was very true. There's no pressure of, like, just get up. You know how some people, like, super up and at it, gym, gotta, like, can't be productive, can't sit still.
Yeah.
And then you feel bad for laying in bed.
Yeah.
We're both, like, you do you, doll. Like, you chill, you do whatever you like. It doesn't bother me. And then he said, we both like to let our hair down, you know, but, like, in different ways as well.
Mm-hmm.
We do both. We let each other do our own thing when it comes to letting our hair down. Whether that be, like, drinking, partying, or whatever.
Well, I feel like you have a really nice understanding of each other. And you understand the needs of each other, kind of thing.
Yes.
He knows that you love to do this.
Mm.
Party, maybe. Get a couple of babies. No, but... And you know that he loves doing this, and then you don't interfere with it.
Yeah.
You know, which is really important.
And it's always been like that from the start for some reason. And then I said... Oh, and he said... I thought this was bliss. He said, we always tell each other that we love each other. All the time.
Yeah.
And, like, in the house. And we compliment each other all the time.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Like, but then he's a wordsy... We're both very... expressive, like, with words, I feel, and that's not, like, there are some couples who are, like, would never be, like, soppy and, like, I love you and compliment you all the time, but they'll show you their love. This is the whole love language thing.
Yeah.
In other ways, but we're real wordsy with each other, so I'm very grateful for that, because you always know where the other one is and, like, always reminded through words of how they feel about you. I said, what do you think's the key to keeping it alive? Can you guess the first one?
Frisky. No.
Good sex.
Okay, sorry. That's what I meant by frisky. I wasn't sure.
Yeah. No, he just said having sex and, like, just regularly and doing stuff for each other in the house. Like, I cook, you clean. Like,
nice.
Which I think is, like that whole acts of service kind of thing. So he thinks that
Well, if he cooked every night and then had to clean up because you couldn't be fucked.
Yeah.
After a while, he'd be like, eh?
Yeah. And he said we can always tell each other what's up. So, yeah, we're very open with our communication. Yeah. So nothing's, like, ever swept under the rug. Mm-hmm. So I was like, thank you for that contribution there.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting to know from him what he thinks, you know, works.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't ask. Dylan didn't answer them. But he said that he does fuck all with the chores.
Did he say that?
He said, where's the answer for fuck all? And I was like, amen.
Oh my God, at least you can admit it.
But going off what you said, Dylan and I aren't necessarily, Dylan's not necessarily the most open, communicative person, you know, not like Logan who could spiel out for hours about stuff. But one thing, we say I love you, like, 45 times a day. We could just be chilling in the house, and I'll go, love you, and you'll go, love you.
Yeah.
So, and I really...
That's nice.
Yeah, that's what I, really like. We compliment each other, even if it's, like, silly compliments. Like, I'll, like, smack his bum and go, oof, like, you know, like, silly ones. And then also, I'll actually do a couple of round of applauses when he walks in, just for fun sometimes.
Love that.
And he's really good at, being like, sheesh, you know, like, again, making it funny, but also, like, he'll go, like...
He means it. Yeah.
He won't necessarily go, oh, wow, you're so beautiful today. No. But he'll look at me and go, like, inappropriate
you
things.
Know, or, like, you're all right.
Yeah.
Or,
I don't know what to say. I can't say some of them there, but inappropriate. He said that date nights are really important. Date nights are really important and doing stuff other than just laying in bed all day. And I think this stems from the fact that we just have a bedroom.
Yeah.
And so if we lay in bed all day, every day, and not necessarily, like, even just go out to the lounge room or something, it gets quite repetitive.
Yeah.
So making sure that we go outside and do stuff, even if it was just, like, walking the dog, we've got a dog. So going out for walks or going on date nights,
Yeah, I had put in there, like, find your thing that you two like to do as a couple and just, like, make it known that that's your little thing and do it regularly. And I feel like that's, like, a lot of what people said in our DMs as well is, like, you know, do something that you consider quality time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another thing, like, we had this long message from a guy that we know, but, like, he's, which is interesting because I remember talking about this in the Love Languages episode as well, about how quality time, like, your idea of it changes, can change when you move in together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I didn't live with Logan, because we're quite independent as a couple, I didn't really care about quality time. I wasn't like, we have to see each other this many times a week.
Yeah.
But then when we moved in together, for some reason it became more important to me because...
Which is random because...
Yeah. I found, like, what you just said, we were just existing together.
100%.
Like, just functioning in a house, doing normal stuff to stay alive.
Yeah.
And not actually doing things that we like to do. Yeah.
Whole routine thing. And I hate the fact, and I've said this before, I hate the fact that I look forward to the weekend because I think I'm, and of course, not working for 2 days is really cool. Like, I get that. But
it's really freaking awesome. Weekends are really freaking awesome.
Oh,
sorry, carry on.
But I literally feel like sometimes I am wasting my life away because I'm wishing for these 2 days to come.
And then with Dylan, like, you feel like you then can do something with him.
Yeah.
Like, we can do something fun because it's the weekend.
But why can't we do something just after work? Mm. Why does it have to become... And, like, yeah, putting aside...
Summer helps.
And we said this last week, I think. Summer definitely helps. And being able to stay out till 9 in the sun.
Yeah, do all sorts. But, you know, like, you have dinner, your options are so much more. Let's go for a swim. Let's have dinner on the beach. Let's have a barbecue with our mates. Let's go for a drive. Whereas in winter, you come home, it's dark, you make dinner. And
if you're not a winter person as such, if you get, like, down
a little bit sad about winter.
Then, like, of course, summer definitely helps. But, definitely. I think for us, getting a dog, little Frankie, helped, but we have something, like you say, we've got that one thing really love to do, and it's walking that little sausage everywhere.
And she'll always need walking, so she'll never be short of walks to do.
but we love that, doing that together, so
okay, well, shit, we've talked for a long time, and thanks everyone so much for sending through your things. We've read them all. Maybe we'll just share them on our Instagram story as well for the people who don't listen to the pod.
Yeah.
But follow us on Insta, which I don't know why you would do that. But hey, you know, we can't win them all.
Hey? No. We really appreciate you guys responding because it really helps with our episodes.
Yes.
Learned some great things.
Mm.
I now need to call Logan to
growl at him about
tell
this
him to do the task
sharing thing. But, you know, I think we'll always have our... I think it's just like... The main takeaways are communication, do not get too comfortable or stagnant in your routine, and what's the third one? There needs to be a third. And have fun.
Wow.
You reckon?
Keep laughing.
And have a laugh like we do. Just laugh.
We laugh and we laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be silly kids, you know, silly buggers.
Yeah.
And if you can't be silly buggers with your partner, well, you didn't hear this from us, but find a new one. Because life's too short not to be a silly bugger with your partner, I reckon.
Yeah.
Put that on a frickin' billboard.
Frickin' get that tattooed on my back. New slogan. Anyway, I'm out of here. I'm done with you.
Whoa. Okay, I was out of here before I got here. Okay?
Nah, all right. Have a good week.
Okay. Laters.